Thank you very much, Jamila. So the first item is to start with the guided sitting session. So anyway, I prefer if all of you have some sort of a walking session before coming to the sitting session, because that is the typical approach. Before we start a sitting session, mindfulness sitting session, we prefer or we advise to start with the mindful walking session, because that will prepare our mind and it very much balance our mind, and then coming to a sitting session is much suitable and it will help us to further sharpen our mindfulness, further improve our meditation. Anyway, so we'll directly now start with the sitting session. So may you find a comfortable position. If possible, you can sit cross leg, or if you are at the moment on a chair, you can use that. You can find it sort of a comfortable and feeling at ease. And you can close your eyes. Gently close your eyes. You don't need to make any effort to close your eyes. Just very gently close your eyes. Keep your head straight, neck straight, and there is no any effort on your shoulders. You are not holding them effortfully, but they are on a very relaxed, restful position. Your back straight, and probably you may be leaning onto a chair, doesn't matter. And your knees may be bent, your legs may be bent. And sometimes your soles may be touching the ground. Heels are touching the ground. Toes are touching the ground. So we are comfortably sitting. We are not standing, not walking, not lying down, but comfortably sitting. So come back to this sitting posture. It's a, in a way, very simple posture and very comfortable posture. Assume that you are from a long walk, tiresome walk, and once you come from such walk, sitting is a very comfortable posture. It helps us to relieve all the tensions we had, and now we are in a very comfortable posture. And don't think that we are going to do a big job. Instead, we are trying to live in the present moment. So very much comfort your mind, console your mind, relax your mind. So this is a time for ourselves. You may be engaged with various other activities, doing for various other people, but right now, this maybe 1 hour, 1.5 hours are for our own time. Especially this half an hour is for ourselves. So come back to yourself and relax. Now you don't need to think anything. Rather try to feel, try to sense what I am telling. Eyes are gently closed. There is no pressure at your eyelids. Lips are touching gently. Jaws are not tightly coupled. Tongue is in a restful position. You are not thrusting upon the gums or on your teeth. It's in a very restful position, maybe in the middle. And we are naturally breathing. We allow body to breathe. We are not making any effortful breathing, any forceful breathing. Just allow the body to breathe naturally. If If you like, you can take a deep breath and then exhale, which helps us to ground well. Come back to the present moment. And there is no any tension in any facial muscles or facial tissues. The whole face, whole head, feeling really relaxed. Neck straight. There is no any stiffness in the neck. Shoulders are in a very relaxed, restful position. Hands are resting on your lap or maybe on the desk. You may be leaning onto a chair or you may have a straight back. There could be a pressure on at your buttocks, on the chair, on the pillow. Calf muscles are restful, knees are bent. Your heels may feeling little pressure. You can feel at your toes. All these are very direct experiences, very natural direct experiences. We usually ignore all these experiences. These are quite ordinary. But these ordinary experiences are more valuable, more suitable to establish mindfulness as well as to improve mindfulness. So we are heavily using them and we try to appreciate these ordinary experiences. Mostly we have neutral feelings about these, associating these direct experiences. So we are trying to be aware of these neutral experiences, neutral feelings. Soles are touching the ground, toes are touching the ground, legs are bent, there's a pressure at your buttocks. Even you can feel that your clothes, they are touching here and there. You may be leaning onto a chair. Hands are resting on your lap. Shoulders are resting, relaxed. Neck straight, head straight. Eyes are gently closed. There are no wrinkles on your forehead. You are not thinking any particular problem at the moment. So you have given up the past and the future. Probably you can feel your lips touching softly, gently. The tongue is in a restful position. Jaws are not tightly coupled. So all these are very direct experiences, ordinary experiences, indicating that we are living in the present moment. So try to give some value to them, appreciate them. All these are very ordinary direct experiences telling us now we are open to them. We acknowledge them. We appreciate them. We are living, we are sitting in this very moment. We are not dreaming about the future and we are not regretting about the past, but quite opening ourselves, acknowledging, receiving the present moment. We don't have any preferences. We are open to everything happening right now. Open up to the present moment. Don't narrow your mind. Have a kind of an open, relaxed mind. If you are able to establish mindfulness in the present moment, especially keeping your attention on the body, you may be able to recognize various processes going on in the body. Say, for example, breathing is a natural process continuously going on in the body. Blood circulation is a continuous process, rising and falling according to the inhale and exhale, it's a natural process. Even the heartbeat, it's a natural process. Try to recognize these experiences. There is no hurry, no rush. Do it gently. If you are familiar with mindfulness on breathing, you can keep your attention at the nostril. If you are familiar with mindfulness on rising and falling, you can keep your attention at the abdomen. So particularly these two processes we are using to sharpen our mindfulness. You can select one of them. If you have selected mindfulness on breathing, you can keep your attention at the nostril. Not necessary to find the exact location where the breath touches. It will be available when your mindfulness sharpens. But at the moment, you can simply keep your attention closer to the nostril. That's more than enough. Be aware when in-breath happens. Be aware when out-breath happens. Do it in a very soft, gentle manner. You are like an outsider, just watching the body breathing. It softly comes in and then comes out. So Buddha starts with a very simple instruction, sato asa sati, sato passa sati. Being aware, being mindful, we breathe in, and be mindful, we breathe out. If you like, you can use the noting here. When in-breath happens, you can call it in, and during out-breath, you can call it out. But if your mind is not wandering, there are no distractions, it's not necessary to note. Simply you can be aware with a very silent, focused mind. When your mindfulness sharpens, try to see what is the nature of this breath. Is the in-breath similar to out-breath, or are they different? Is the in-breath happens through both nostrils, or is it happening using one nostril? Is the in-breath warmer or cooler than the out-breath? Is it longer or shorter than the out-breath? Have a little curiosity in the mind to check these qualities. Do it in a very relaxed manner. Don't make it a burden. But recognize, is the in-breath warmer or cooler? Is the out-breath warmer or cooler? The breath begins with a very gentle, soft manner. Then the intensity increases. We can know it, we can be aware of it, and then slowly fades away. After a little gap, out-breath begins in a very soft manner. And once it reaches its threshold, it starts to fade away, and it totally disappears. After a little gap, the next in-breath begins. Keep your attention very carefully on this cycle of breath. You have to let go of the past and the future or any other thoughts, even related to the present moment. Just let go all these thoughts and relax with this breath. Try to recognize different qualities pertaining to the breath. Once the mindfulness established, if you are on elements meditation, you can continue that. If you are on anapanasati to move forward, you can continue that. If you are on vedana anupassana or chitta anupassana, you can continue that.